Hi, everyone. Today is Friday, January 20th. We are back in San Francisco, and I have Drew and Jordan here, and they are going to share a little reflection from their lead experiences.
Well, yeah, Sam, I think we really gained a lot on this trip from, one of our biggest consumers in China, and also our experiences in Laos and Thailand were eye-opening as well. But today we're back in San Francisco, and it just really feels good to be back in the United States. We have 9 flights down and 1 to go, and just looking forward to being back in Nebraska tonight. But yeah, it definitely feels good to be back on U.S. soil, even though our experiences were definitely worthwhile.
I would echo all the things that Drew has said. It's been a long trip. It's been really well-rounded. We've seen a little bit of everything. We've experienced below 39 degree temperatures and over 90 degree temperatures all in one 2-week span, and so it's been all over the board. Certainly we've seen a variety of different cultures, we could spend a long time just talking about what we've experienced there, but it's nice to be back on U.S. soil. Certainly feels good to be home. It's just a different feeling. I can't think of a better feeling than just being back here. And we've, after seeing a few different countries, some where there's kind of a heaviness, whether it may be lack of human rights, whether it might be a somewhat controlling, some might say, or oppressive government structure, we got to see a variety of all these things. And to be back home, it's a good reminder of the freedom that we do have. Looking at all these different passports going through the airport, and we're sitting right here in the San Francisco airport now. I don't think I'd rather have any other passport than a U.S. passport, because we do have so much freedom, ability to go anywhere, anytime we want. So.
Well, again, that was Drew Kramer and Jordan Nunn, and we hope that these little interviews were helpful to kind of stay in touch back home. So we thank you for listening.